Hi, I'm Kevin Don, the Get Fit Guy, and I'm here to share my accumulated decade of knowledge in the strength and conditioning industry with you to help you to become the best version of yourself. So, you've been strength training for a while now, several months, and things have been going really well. You've seen huge gains in your squat, deadlift, bench press, and standing overhead press, but suddenly you've hit a brick wall. Gains have slowed down or even stopped entirely. So what do you do? Well, if you've been following along from my previous episodes, until this point in time, you'll have been following a standard novice linear progression. What this means is you've performed the same exercises, just increased the difficulty slightly week on week. You're monitoring your progress based upon your ability to keep improving. This will continue until you have picked all of the low-hanging fruit, and then you'll become a victim of the law of diminishing returns. At this point, you want to start looking now at adding variation into your training protocols, adding more complexity or even volume. Now, I've talked before about seeing training like a medical intervention. Typically, that means there are only two things that can go wrong with your training program. Either the medication, the training itself is wrong, or the dose of the medication is wrong. Once we see a plateau, we have to determine whether our medication, the training, was wrong, or whether the training dose was wrong. If the training has been working fine until this point, we can probably say training interventions were correct. It's just now we've begun to adapt. We need to have a bigger training dose in order to create what we call the dose response. So now we begin to look at and play around with different things in our training. To get started, we can look at different specialty programming techniques. Some of these might be pyramid sets, ladder sets, contrast sets, or wave loading. So what do these mean, and how can we implement these into our training? Well, pyramid sets first of all. Pyramid training is a group of sets of identical exercises where you start with a lighter load and high reps. You work your way up to a heavier load for fewer reps. Full pyramid training is the extended version of this, where you then decrease the weight after you've reached a peak and work your way back down the sets and reps until you complete the pyramid, up and all the way back down. So you may do a set of 8 at a lighter load, then 7, 6, 5 reps all the way down to a heavy single rep, increasing the load on every step. Then potentially you'll work your way from 1 back down to 8 again. Next up, ladder sets. Ladder sets were developed in the Soviet Union, were used by strength coaches there for the training of many Eastern Bloc athletes. The tested and proven method for getting big and strong fast, and they're not very hard to do. A traditional ladder is a series of sets of ascending reps with a constant load. For example, you hit 1 squat, then you rest, then 2 squats, rest, 3 squats, and so on, until you hit a goal number for the workout. Climbing, let's say from 1 to 10 reps, would be 1 ladder, and then you do another ladder again, starting at 1 rep and working up to 10, 8, or 6, suiting however much time or energy you have left in the tank. The whole point of this is to be able to end up doing total accumulated work a lot higher than you'd normally be capable of. So instead of maxing out every set and then burning out quickly, you leave a little in your tank and subsequently can get in more total reps. Greater volume means greater overload for your muscles, ultimately greater size and mass gains. Contrast sets. Contrast trainings where you use two exercises with the same pattern, but one of them is more explosive. So you might perform, for example, a set of heavy squats, a sort of 5 to 10 rep range, and then immediately follow it with an unloaded explosive movement in the same pattern, as well as the same number of reps, such as a jumping squat. Another example could be performing a set of heavy barbells on a bench press, followed immediately by plyometric push-ups, or a heavy standing overhead press, followed by kipping handstand push-ups. Finally, we got wave loading. Wave loading is a progressive rep and intensity scheme. Lifter begins with a series of sets with increasingly more weight and less reps per wave, followed by 1 to 2 more waves, starting each one slightly higher in weight and running through the same rep scheme. So an example of wave loading would be three total waves, so 9 sets. You could do the first wave with 3 reps at 80%, 2 reps at 82.5%, and 1 rep at 85%. The next wave would be 3 reps at 82.5%, 2 reps at 85%, and 1 at 87.5%. And the final wave would be 3 reps at 85%, 2 reps at 87.5%, and 1 rep at 90%. This only really works with intermediate and advanced lifters because you have to know what your 1 rep max is. Although you could wave load without this information and simply just go heavier each set and wave. So there you have it. A few ideas of some variations and set types that you can try out once your linear progression has stopped working. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Adam Cecil, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchings, and Davina Tomlin. Our intern is Cameron Lacey. I'm your host, Kevin Don. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104 or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.